The mayor of the Northwest Arctic Borough, Martha Sikorik Whiting, says budget cuts for the borough had to include funding for the public library in Kotzebue because she needed to carve $4 million out of their operating budget, and deep cuts were made across the board.
My intent was to do introduce a balanced budget, and we're still in our budget that was passed is almost $1 million in deficit at this point.
But Mayor Whiting says she doesn't think the library is in peril.
The library is not going to be closed. It's going to stay open as far as I understand. There's no plan on closing the library as far as I know. And, you know, we're going to try to make sure that the funds remain there to stay open. And there's some funds that I can have at discretion to put some money in there. I have a $10,000 discretion fund to put in there. You know, if that needs to be, then we do it.
Whiting says budget woes began about 6 months ago when the payment in lieu of taxes or PILT agreement that the borough has with Tech Resources Limited, the operator of the Red Dog Mine, had a doubtful future. The main deposit at Red Dog is nearly depleted, and until permits came through earlier this year to continue operations there on an adjacent deposit, the borough did not know if their PILT money would continue. Whiting says Tech's PILT money comprises 60% of the borough's budget. She says borough officials are currently in negotiations with Tech to try to increase their PILT funds. She declined to specify how much of an increase the borough would like from Tech, but says they're looking at the needs in the borough and writing justifications to support the increased request.
We don't have that amount yet that we are working with Tech. We are, you know, we're talking, we're negotiating, we're meeting, and hopefully we will come to an agreement soon on what that amount will be.
Whiting acknowledged the importance of the library to the people of the region, saying a petition was presented at Tuesday's assembly meeting with more than 100 signatures requesting to keep the library open.
Even if that PILT does not get done ASAP, you know, the library is a critical part of operations, so definitely we would work on keeping the library open.
Whiting says when the PILT funds are available, program cuts made in the approved budget will be reversed.